This is the Uni Diaries with Sam. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Uni Diaries presented by Sam. I'm Cherry and I'm the communications officer of Sam and I would be the host of today. So today's topic would be Master of Work, a guide for your future pathway. And I'm honored to have Ella hosting this party with me today. Welcome Ella!
Hi everyone, this is Ella.
So Ella, would you mind running through your journey and UniMall to us?
Sure. So I'm currently pursuing my Master of Digital Marketing degree at UniMelb. And I used to be a BCom student majoring in Management and Marketing, but I'm more focusing on HR back then. But then I realized that digital marketing is my true love and is actually something more interesting and allows me to think outside of the box. And because of that, I decided to pursue my master's in that relevant area at UniMelb directly after I graduated last year.
Oh, just a direct going through to master degree is a
really good idea.
So, have you ever thought about like finding a graduate job? So I know like there's a lot of students that currently struggling finding a job. It's like, I'm gonna be unemployed after I graduate.
Definitely, not gonna lie. I actually did explore some of the corporate graduate positions, like big companies, before I dive deep into my master's degree. But you know that if you are not a PR citizen, it's actually very hard to secure a job.
Exactly. It's like when I was browsing the internet, I was like, oh my god, what am I doing?
Because of that hurdle, our options are very, very limited. And you know, what we are studying is not like engineering or like mathematics, something that very technical. We are actually learning some soft skills. So if you want to have a soft skill job, it was actually even harder. And you know, all of the international students are competing like in the same firm because only those big companies like open for international students. So that means our competition are even more intense. In that regard, I decided to strengthen my skills and deepen my knowledge even more so that I have more things to compete with others. So that's why master's degree is my first option.
That's literally a really smart option. Oh, you know what? Like today when I was like browsing on my LinkedIn, I saw that there's a report saying that like even though there's a lot of people having a 485 visa after graduation, like there's only half of them is working full time and other of them are like literally working part time in some like retail or F&B work, which is like such a waste of talent.
Exactly. Can I imagine myself like graduate and spend a lot of money on tuition fee?
And then
I was doing something that was not relevant to my...
Okay. So back to the topic. Like among all the master degrees opportunities, why would you choose like digital marketing as your first choice, as your major? And how so far do you like it?
Oh, that's a very great question, Cherry. So choosing digital marketing for me is kind of like a game changer. Because I remember in my final year undergrad, and I get exposed to like search engine optimization, SEM, SEO, and content strategies. And I just found those area very kind of like new to me, and also something that was like very trendy. So I think it will be great for me to dive deep in that area, and like master's degree in digital marketing really offered me this opportunity instead of like the normal marketing pathway that they learn like traditional stuff a bit more. And yeah, so this is why I choose digital marketing other than others. And I absolutely love it because, you know, what we learn is something very new and something that is like very demanding in the market. So very, very happy for the courses.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so how is that like the graduate class coursework different from the bachelor ones? Is it similar or is it like total different or like...
Oh, right. So I think because I'm not doing research, I'm still doing like coursework. Okay. So definitely still a lot of things are very theoretical based. Mm. Yeah, so we still learn something that we learn in marketing. Those like concepts, those things are very similar. But one thing is very different, I reckon, is that my classmates, because most of them have exposed to digital marketing for years.
Oh, I remember really?
I have a classmate. She has been in digital marketing for like 10 years. So because the cohort is small and most of the people they have exposed to this area already, so when I, you know, like team up with them in a group assignments or like having some like deeper discussion about digital media, I think I gain a lot of insights that I have never heard of before.
Yeah,
so I think it's something that is very like different from like undergrad dynamics.
Yeah, like in graduate you can like also learn from people and exactly. who really learn from work, but like in bachelor you may like everyone is in the same similar age and everyone's experience is similar.
Yeah, so I think this is something very unique, at least in my cohort. And there is another thing is that we have more client-oriented projects.
Oh, really?
Is that I remember some of our subjects, for example, this semester I have content marketing and we are actually connected to one of the startups company Ooh. In Australia. And then we are just kind of like team up with other students and to create a content strategies for them. I think this is something that is not very common back in my bachelor's degree.
Oh, that's so nice. It's like really making impact into real business world.
Yeah, exactly. And then supporting like small local business, I think is very something very meaningful and valuable to me.
Yeah, meaningful. And yet you can learn a lot from them. It's like something, unless you're doing it, you won't get it from the theoretical
exactly.
book of knowledge.
Like, unless you like have some hands-on experience, you won't be able to know how they operate things and how to make tailored strategies for them.
Ooh, okay, so far, we are just, like, talking about the good sides. Okay, now, let's talk about the evil ones.
Oh,
any evil ones? Is there anything that you regret about studying a master degree in digital marketing?
Oh, girl. Okay, so I think, well, definitely there's dark side, so I will be talking about two dark sides that actually came across my mind right now. So I think the first one is we are learning some concepts that is repetitive, which is something that I don't like. I get the importance of those foundational concepts, so but it's still feel a little bit boring if some of your subjects are teaching those things.
Yeah, the same thing.
But I think this is trivial. I think when you keep getting exposed to those foundational concepts, you know it's actually important. So I don't mind revisiting them again and again in review, but this is something that I don't like. Okay. And let's talk about another thing. It's about job-seeking dilemma.
Ooh.
I remember that I often, you know, come across some dream job from a dream company. They release some jobs on LinkedIn or Seek or Indeed.
Yeah.
But it required full-time commitment. And, you know, as a, you know, full-time student, I'm not able to apply for those jobs, even though I think I might do well or I might get in. And in that regard, I just really hope that I can have more flexibility in my studies so that I can, like, I will be able to work in those companies that I love.
I literally got that. It's like sometimes when you see a job board, there's a, like, your dream job coming out
exactly.
in front of you, but you can't. You just can't go for the offer, and it's like,
And let me tell you something. And I remember one day I received like a phone interview from one of the job that I applied for, which is the casual positions. But we are chatting on the phone. She told me that, oh, sorry, although it's a casual job, we actually requires you to have full-time commitment.
What?
And then I was so sad because it's a kind of like a very big company, and then they are launching their new product, so they are looking someone to assist in that regard. And they really like my profile, but I failed. It's because I am not able to come in full-time.
Oh no, that's really sad.
Girl. And then I know digital marketing, they offer like part-time study opportunities, but that it's only for local students. So I'm not able to do that.
Well, although those like mentioned downside cannot be changed anyways, like, is there any still some tips or tricks that you wish you knew when you were an undergrad?
Oh, this is a tough question, actually. But I think there's one. So really reflecting back on my undergrad stay, it's during COVID.
Oh.
Right? And at that time, there are a lot of lockdowns, and then I basically just stay at home and do nothing. But if I can give some suggestion to myself back then, I would say definitely connect to more people and do some networking. Even though it's online, it's like virtual based, it's still fine. Like, you can still connect to people through like seminars, I know, like LinkedIn and etc. Because if I have done that before, probably now I can secure a casual like an internship job. It's all about building connections. Like, even I didn't get the job from those connections, I can still understand the industry that I might interested in or the companies that I might interested in. So I won't really spend that much time on, you know, like researching and, you know, doing a lot of things that make myself very, very stressed. So definitely for all of the undergrad students or grad students, no matter where you, like what age you are or what year you are in, seriously, doing some networking to know more people, even though it's online, it's fine as well. This is the biggest suggestion I can give to myself.
And also, I mean, everyone, the courage of going networking is like really huge. It's like, it's so
hard. This is something that we have to do.
Oh my god, it's like, I try like to ask for people to call me chats, but like literally when I send a message, I don't really know what to talk about, what to ask about, and I'm like just so confused, and I'm afraid I'm like just like disturbing other people, and they don't like
honestly
talking much.
I heard from one of my friend, actually they're saying that some of the company, they have budget for coffee chat.
Oh my god, really?
I'm serious. Like, I chat to one of my friend. She's absolutely, like, smart girl. And then she told me that, please don't be afraid to reach out to coffee chat, because some of the big companies, they do give budgets for coffee chat. And then, because it's also their opportunity to source some talented individuals that want to join their company.
Ooh.
So don't be afraid to ask for a coffee chat.
Definitely take this piece of advice.
Yeah, definitely, girl.
Or like, other than coffee chats, are there any more suggestions that you would like to give to the grads who has the same situation as you now?
Well, I do have one regarding the job seeking dilemma. So I would advise everyone to be proactive in balancing your academic commitments and your career opportunities. Like, even though you are committed to full-time study, it doesn't mean that you will have to limit yourself to source some jobs that you like. And there is another thing that I really regret that I haven't tried during that phone interview, is that I should have asked them that, are you offering part-time opportunities or like real casual opportunities?
Oh, that's
like,
smart.
Like, actually, if I ask them, I'm not too sure what will be their response, but it will have opportunity if you ask, right?
Yeah.
I didn't take on that opportunity, but if I do have that chance, I will. So maybe, like, you can apply or, like, reach out to some companies and then discuss, you know, different time commitments and to see whether they are happy to kind of adjust that for you. I think this is very great. Or if you come across a job that you're very passionate about, but you are really not able to take on right now, I would say considering connect with the people in that company.
Yeah.
Networking. Like, you don't really have to apply for the job, but at least you can chat with those people, like coffee chat.
Yeah.
I think this is something that is, like, very important.
Yeah. Like, so far I come to Australia, I feel like building connections is like a super, super important thing.
Exactly. I mean, I really hope that I know every people in different
industry.
So when I really need help, the whole world can come and help me.
It's like, never afraid to ask for anyone for anything. It's like, you just try. It may fail, but you won't harm anything.
Exactly. And what I know is that you want something from them, they also want something from you. So instead of keep asking them questions, actually, like, really listen to what they want.
Yeah, it's like, convo is always a two-sided thing. It's never a question and answer.
So you cannot keep asking them questions to be like, bang, bang, bang. You cannot just ask something like, why do you want to work here? Are you happy here? Or something like that. Like, you need to have a back and forth conversation.
Oh yeah, besides studying, I feel like at uni you should also always try on new things.
Definitely, girl.
Yeah, going for clubs, societies, or even a part-time work.
Extracurricular opportunity.
It's really, really important too. It's like, it is the time when you do not have so much stress and you can like just try out anything that you can.
It's all about like exploration.
Oh yeah, your study and career as an influencer, right?
No way. Oh, no. Like, I'm not actually starting a career as an influencer.
Seriously? It's just,
girl, it's more about, like, exploring something different. Like, other than, like, studying theoretical stuff at uni. You know, I am a digital marketing student. I think it's kind of my second nature to kind of, like, experience influencer marketing, even though it just a tiny little bit of digital marketing area. Mm-hmm. But I think it's kind of my second nature to try it out myself and explore something in that
regard. This is kind of cool. It's like putting what you learn into actual actions, like not any uni work, but building up your own thing.
Exactly. And it was another thing that was very interesting is that I do take a look at different accounts who is doing something very similar as mine, because I'm doing like vlogs or like my daily lives and etc. I actually take a look at like different vloggers. Everyone have their unique style and everyone have like very high quality, but everyone's growth is actually different. And instead of like seeing who has the more followers or who has like less followers, I'm more interested in why do they have these results. It's not about, like, competition. It's not about, like, I have thousands of followers, you only have, like, one or two. It's all about why you lead to that, like, results. So this is the reason why I kind of, like, started this influencer account. It's not just, you know, like, gaining followers. It's all about kind of, like, learning process and to see how I actually put what I learned at my master's degree into reality. And I'm actually very interested in social media. I think I'm very social media savvy since I get my first smartphone in year 5.
Oh, really?
I'm not that young, girl. So since then, I'm very interested in social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, Twitter, whatever. And yeah, so I just feel like I really want to have a career in that area when I graduated from master's degree, so I think I need to have some hands-on experience and dive deep into that regard.
I just a little bit sidetracked. Do you really need to be a social media addict in order to be like ace in social media?
Not really. Like, you don't really need to be obsessed or addicted to like social media.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes when you're scrolling, you start feeling a little bit stressed because like everyone is producing super good
assets,
and their life is so freaking like interesting, and my life is just dull library study.
Well, girl, something that when you're actually doing the account yourself, you will be more able to step into their shoes. Because when I was creating my content, which is considered, like, aesthetic, when you're actually doing those kind of content yourself, this is not your normal daily life. You only capture the best moments of your life. So when you are doing that, you will be able to understand those influencer mindset and be like, I just want to show the best of me in front of people.
But will that, like, being influencer and showing your best, like, keep adding more and more stress to you? And are you, like, will you have, like, any bad feeling when the views are, like, bad or, like...
Well, girl, I kind of understand your point. Well, yeah, I agree on that point. Because my personality, I would say, my personality is, like, I always want to win. If I didn't get my KPI, for example, I want to get 500 likes on this post within like 1 hour and I didn't get that, I would be like, oh, I messed up. You know, I will have that kind of feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And then if my follower growth is not increasing, it's even declining, I would definitely get sabotaged. Like, I will feel very sad. But after that, I will just tell myself, what is my, like, what is the initial thought of starting this account? Like, why I started this account. Ooh. Like, so if you kind of have that kind of retrospection, you will start to realize that, oh, yeah, the reason I started this account is to explore Instagram dynamics and to explore the insights of social media, to explore about why this algorithm change will lead to this, will lead to that. So if I think in that way, I will feel less stressed and less unhappy about my accounts ups and downs. It's all about getting that insights. So I'm not really just focusing on the numbers, but the reasons. If I thinking in that kind of mindset, I feel a lot more better.
That's indeed super insightful. I guess there's always pros and cons when you're trying something new.
Yeah, exactly.
There's definitely an inspiring talk with you, Ella, and once again, thank you so much for being the guest speaker of the day. And well, wish you all the best with your studies. Hope everyone loves this episode, and see ya!
Thank you, everyone! Bye!